Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone, and this is Jodeci Maldonado, and you're on another wonderful episode of the Night Owls Late Night Podcast. Tonight, we are going to be talking about this essay from, you know it, the collection that we've been talking about. It's called The Arrow Algorithm. I told you there'd be a little more on aromanticism. Let's just get straight into it. It's a little long, but that's okay. Just as the saying goes, love tells not the difference between saint and sinner. My love, too, tells no difference between friend or partner. Each is treated as precious. Dates are like hanging out with friends. Neither is less than the other. Just a different angle. Just as a swivel of my camera can change an image, the right emotional angle can change the outlook of a person. Just as a mathematician seeks X is in an equation, we arrows already know what X equals. Love, not romance. If you ask a poet who has had a long career what his favorite works are, chances are he will have more than one, and yet they will all be cherished, for they are all the product of his inner workings, an organ in the life force of the poet itself, himself. Their relationship to me is like the horizon, and I am on a voyage of manifest destiny. No matter where I set anchor, there will always be a horizon in the distance, as wide and indiscriminate as the one I had just traversed. The sun glints on the hair of one mermaid as it does on another. It is still glinting in gold. The obstacles to my love are few, but the treasures will leave the desired wealth for eons to come. You are as precious and perfect in your spherical nature as a pearl under the surface of the sea, and she too is quite the mistress for my seafaring heart. Except to me there are no mistresses, only ladies, women of nobility to be respected and loved, as their title would suggest. Royalty has a long familial lineage, and I too can trace my relations as far back as they go, and these are the relations that are bound by more than blood. The blood of the covenant is not thicker than the water of the womb, but a liquid still, a liquid just as critical no matter its tincture. The vessel matters not. It is the ethereal substance within that is as rich as gold dust, as magical as the dust of a fairy. A wise man once said that we are made of stardust, and being arrow, I am inclined to agree. So there it is, folks. It wasn't actually as long as I thought it was, because my timer here says it's only been about 3 minutes, which normally the long ones take the whole five. So I like this one because it's very poetic, and it's very, I don't know, it's very filled with writerly quotes and whatnot. But, I just wanted to say real quick that I know that people will be like, well, the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. I know. Your chosen family is very important. Yes, for some people, yes, the blood of the covenant is just thicker than the water of the womb. But I was just saying that, you know, family is still important, even though family and friends should in an ideal world be on the same level if they're good friends. But that's just me. So I'll leave you with that, people. Stay lovely. Good night.